Soweto amankozi muyenda muyenda po halo direct Soweto muyenda amankozi uku
0530
Parafini Parafini Makota pela Makota pela unga unga wa customer Zipiango a customer Zipiango
Zika chitika Musa vimberera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
New classroom block enhances learning for physically challenged pupils in Kitwe. Mufurila residents are called for action against unregistered motorbikes. In Africa News, South Africa's apex court rules that fathers are entitled to full parental leave. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chimwemwe constituency has scored a major milestone in promoting inclusive education following the construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Chibote Girls Secondary School in Kitwe District, Copper Belt Province. The facility, specifically designed for learners with physical challenges, has been described as more than just a structure, but a symbol of commitment to ensuring that every child, regardless of ability, has access to quality education. Constituency Development Fund CDF Chairperson Rashid Mwango says the classroom block is fitted with modern infrastructure tailored to the unique needs of pupils with disabilities, creating a more conducive learning environment. Mr. Mwango adds that the project demonstrates the dedication of the local leadership to championing inclusive education and addressing the diverse needs of learners in Chimwemwe constituency. The facility, constructed through the Constituency Development Fund, has already been commissioned and is now fully operational.
But we have much more to give secondary school. My parents were planning for 1x2 classes. If 1x2 classes, they are for free seven hours. But I have got a challenge. I'm a teacher. So they want to open their classroom. But you know, it's a classroom. They are commissioned. Now I'm a very sad. It's a very good thing for our students. For our school. Bumping in our head, bumping in our teachers. I want to look at country.
Some residents of Mufulira have raised concerns over the growing number of reckless motorbike riders in the Central Business District, CBD. Eyewitnesses report that many riders operate without registration and routinely flout traffic rules, posing serious risk to motorists and pedestrians. Local motorists claim that most of the motorbikes are unregistered, urging the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, to step in and regulate the sector. Residents suggest that Mufurila could take a cue from Kitwe, where authorities have banned the motorbikes from the CBD to reduce traffic accidents and improve safety. Efforts to obtain a comment from RTSA on the matter proved futile by broadcast time.
Not a problem.
National Union for Small Scale Farmers, NASFAR's Executive Director Ebony Lolozi, has stressed the importance of crop diversification for sustainable agriculture and climate resilience. He has explained that growing a variety of crops not only boosts a farmer's income, but also maintains the soil fertility, manages pests and diseases, and helps our fields withstand climate change. Mr. Lolozi has highlighted our crop rotation, noting that while maize depletes our soil nutrients, legumes like soybeans fix nitrogen into the soil, benefiting subsequent crops.
So the very moment you rotate or you plant a different kind of crop, it will simply mean that you will have broken the pest cycle. So in other words, you will have confused that I used, you know, to be feeding a certain particular type of plant. When it comes to soil fertility, you will find that certain plants are what we classify as heavy feeders. First, certain plants do retain nutrients into the soil. So let me make it simple. Let's take, for example, you are growing a plant like maize. So maize would take most of the nutrients.
Central Province Permanent Secretary Miuna Mwanakambwe has thanked teachers for their commitment and dedication in shaping the nation through education. Mr. Mwanakambwe notes that in recognition of the importance of teachers, President Haga in the Hichilema recruited more than 45,000 teachers countrywide. He adds that Mukushi District has also received a good number of teachers to help manage the pupil-teacher ratio.
Teachers play a pivotal role in shaping every one of us who we become now and in the future. All of us that are gathered here pass through the hands of a teacher, and that's how important a teacher is. So, in recognizing the works of teachers, Mr. President has placed a very high premium on the teaching fraternity or sector, if you like, and more than 45,000 teachers have been recruited, and Mukoshi has received a good number of teachers so that the pupil-teacher ratio can be managed.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 52 and 33.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, numbayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene talandira, ife, the Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 250. 50 kg delele, 500. 50 kg rumanda, 100 squacha. 50 kg impua, 600. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 70 kwacha. 50 kg repu, 90 kwacha. 50 kg